skin is like beaten leather from the sun. How many stories have you left in you, old man? How much betrayal and desperation and treachery and blood can you hold in your old grey head? How many eyes without life? How many sundered heads? How many ragged corpses? How much life oozing from the bodies of young men, so wet and so hot and so red, so strong, so clear, that it must be the truth. Is it the truth, old man? Is there a time when men are savage enough to tear each other open? Is there a time when families murder down three generations and never think it too many? No matter. No matter the truth. No matter the time. All that matters is the story.
You're all right there, Tomas?
That I am.
You were giving us the story of the bull.
That, I suppose, is what we're all here for. I'll throw another couple of sods there and I'll continue the tale. I have told you how the hero got his name. You will recall the men of Ulster were laid low with terrible pain, save one warrior, their finest. A bad time for the kingdom of Ulster to be at war. The quarrel started and ended in the marriage bed. The story of the bull is made from many stories. One of these is the story of Maeve and Alil. This story was for a long time hidden from those who would tell it. The gatherers of stories searched the length and breadth of Ireland to find the tale of the bull, until at last it came that their boots were worn from walking, and their heads were bald from scratching, and their voices, that once deep and musical, became as the song of the crow pecking for men's eyes on the battlefield.
You sound wrecked.
I am wrecked. Sure haven't I spent too long in this place? I'm not joking you. They'll find me here next spring, buried under a sea of cold coffee mugs and murder reports.
Any joy?
Nothing. I don't know what the story is. I'm starting to think we'll never know.
And what if we go over it one more time?
Again?
For clarity.
Clarity?
Yeah, now, first of all, we know that there's been corpse upon corpse literally piling up on the Ulod estate.
And file after file piling up on this desk.
We have surprisingly few suspects, as half the criminal element in the estate are in hospital, and the other half are confined to bed, all of them in perpetual agony. And we know the reason for this.
Poison D tablets.
And we know that two of the men arrested for fighting by the Toyota...
It was a Ford.
I beg your pardon? Oh, yes, you're right. That the two were arrested by the Ford, we know these two...
We know Fordy and Cookie Cullen weren't care together.
And the entire situation has something to do with the Bulls.
The Bulls. And what are the Bulls?
Two very expensive imported American El Toro Jeeps.
That there may or not be a gang war over.
And we know that this is something to do with Maeve in Connacht Park.
Something, yes, but we don't know what.
No.
Now, Maeve lives with Ali King in Connacht Park.
And Ali is registered as owner of one of the Bull Jeeps.
That's right. Sure doesn't Ali have himself the white El Toro.
And the only other vehicle of this type is in the Ulod estate.
That's what we know. And if you ask me, none of this explains anything.
Like how on earth any of this got started.
Pardon me, Detective Dredd. Your phone has been ringing and I thought it might be important.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I missed that call, but I think I've been left a voice message.
From who?
I made a call on this phone today to Maeve's life coach.
Or what?
Life coach.
Oh, isn't that priceless?
I believe that might be the influence of the Sopranos.
Priceless.
Maeve has been in attendance at this woman's clinic for obligatory anger management after an assault charge. She must have got something out of it. She kept her on.
Oh, good God, that's priceless. A drug dealer with a life coach.
Well, I suppose we all have our notions. Anyway, might as well have a listen.
Voicemail received today at 10:14. Hi. Oh, God. Machine. Yeah, hi. I believe this is the number of Detective Dredd. You've been ringing my clinic. You've left a number of calls, and I just wanted to get back to you because My client, Ms. Maeve King, I believe she's of interest to you. I might have something for you. Might be of interest, I don't know. Give me a call. Thanks. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Good afternoon. Miss, we're Detectives Drid and O'Sullivan from Cooley.
Questions!
Miss?
That's what you came here for, isn't it? Come into the kitchen and I'll play it for you. Follow me. Highly unprofessional, of course, but then it is a unique situation. I think you'll agree.
Oh, we do, of course, appreciate any...
You're Maeve's counsellor!
Following an assault charge some time ago, it was recommended that some anger management might be of help. Let's sit down here by the table.
You're Maeve King's anger management counsellor.
I thought you'd have better questions than that. Yes, I am. How? Court referral. Any success? No, not really. Why retain her as a client? Because one always hopes, and I needed the money. Tea?
Why did she keep you on?
Oh, now that's more like it. Questions. Why did she want to keep me on? I haven't the faintest idea. Status symbol, perhaps. The basic problem, as I see it, is that Maeve finds it very hard to understand value outside of material value. I mean, both of them do, but then again, I suppose that's their culture. I mean, if you want coffee, I'm afraid it'll have to be instant.
Both of them. So you know Ellie too, you do?
We've met only once. How about juice?
We're fine. How would you best describe Ellie King?
Vulgar. Aggressive, immoral, antagonistic. They were a perfect couple.
Actually, I'd love a juice.
Sorry?
Juice? You said you had some?
Oh, of course.
You said you had something of interest, please.
Okay, breaking all my own rules here.
But a lot of people have died.
Yes.
The juice is lovely.
Thank you. Okay, here it is. It was our first and only attempt at relationship counselling. Absolutely futile, sadly. Now, I hope it's the right one.
Well, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, really. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, I fell in love, went for it, like, and, you know, lovely, fluffy thing, like, and, Jesus, what can you do? Well, it's not as simple as that, no. I'll admit, like, the first one, like, was pure and utter love. I fell in love the first moment, and I swear to God...
Oh, excuse me.
Maeve and Alil, first I would like to say thank you for coming into the clinic today.
Is this your office, love?
Yes.
All the furniture's pure oiled.
Yes, it's antique. I've been collecting...
You some old stuff. Now, I'm just saying, you can afford it, like...
Indeed.
With the money you charge...
Now, can I ask you, what is it about your relationship that you feel you would like to discuss here today?
He didn't want to come here at all.
Shut up, Bill. I'm here now, aren't I?
Well, he's not very supportive, do you get what I'm saying?
Right, well, perhaps...
Marriage counselling.
Perhaps we should start by...
Pure dopey.
Now, Mr. King, if you have negative feelings about
Bloody
being here today...
Bloody managed to tell you that, did she?
Shut up. Shut up, I said.
Okay,
and that's saying nothing. Only whoever had a marriage counselling, and we're not even married... And not being funny, but this kind of sounds stupid, like...
And why is that?
I don't know, it's just like, we should be going to something else, like living together, counselling. Or
yeah.
She should go on her own to something
okay,
like...
I see your point.
Breaking my head the whole time, counselling.
Shut up!
Right.
Something like breaking my milk, counselling. Do you like that, yo? Breaking Ellie's head the whole time, breaking his milk, counselling.
Really, Mr. King?
That's the job down now. She could do with a bit of that, like, and I'm not missing...
It was said by all that knew them... that Maeve and Alil were a match for tempers and spirit, for Maeve had the pride and bearing of a true queen, and Alil's blood was no less noble, nor his temper less fiery, and so it made sense to all that they should be wed.
Can I ask you why it is that the pair of you have not so far committed to a relationship?
What do you want to get married for? So she can go to counselling? Is it? Look, I tell you straight, we need no marriage and we need no counselling.
We do, yeah.
We don't.
You're always shouting at me and telling me you'll dig the head off me.
I will dig the head off you in a minute.
No, that's
not.
Do
you see what I'm saying? He don't value me. Sure he don't.
So yeah, I'm shouting at you and it tells you shut up. So what, like? You show to me
okay,
the hotel,
perhaps
won't
if
you?
We could just take yeah. 5 minutes.
You don't ever... You
and
don't...
I just ain't going to dig the head off you. It's true for me. Because I tell you what, I am going to dig the head off you in a minute, one
Can
of these
I ask
days.
Both of you to just
and I mean
calm
it
down,
now, Dale. I'm sitting sick of you and your anger management, right? Don't stop you breaking plates off my head, does it?
Okay, perhaps we could just...
Tell her now. Go on, tell her. Do you know what she did last week? I don't know what you does be saying to her, but anger management, like, it's a pure joke. Because she comes home all quiet, like, and she does be quiet for, like, an hour. Then she only goes and take my plate. The King of Graceland cost me €40.
Oh, here we go again. Are you ever going to stop going on about it?
No, with Elvis on it.
Okay.
You had to send away for it. My good Elvis plate, and bang, slaps into the side of my head, and it's all over the sitting room floor for doing nothing.
Well, that's what you get for annoying me.
I was only messing with Georgia.
Maeve, but why didn't you tell me about this incident?
Now, wait. Now, look. I know I'm not supposed to be hitting anyone, right? But I swear,
no,
he made me
not.
Do it.
I made you? How, like?
Do you remember? You gave me that thing, the listing with all the questions.
A questionnaire, yes.
Okay, I'll tell you now. I'm answering the questions in it. And there's one like, how do you know that your man loves you or something like that?
Evidence of affection, yes.
Right, evidence. Well, I looked at it and I couldn't think of anything, right? So I went inside and I asked him, you know... How do I know that you love me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to hear what he says.
Was I missing it, told you?
Of course. I know I loves you, he says. No, listen. Of course I loves you. Don't I ride you and buy you a chip? Don't I ride you and buy you a chip?
I was only missing it, told you. Come on now. It was only a slag. Come on. It was pure funny.
Well,
you shouldn't
I
be bad.
I might have been upset.
You have to be the funny side, like.
Don't I ride you and buy you chips? And him laughing then.
Okay, I sense that this is
so
not...
So, I didn't mean it to smash his Elvis plate. No, that's not what... It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I did mean it at the time. I mean, I was pure angry, like fit to kill
okay.
him. I swear I was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I wasn't, but it's his own fault anyway, because I swear to God, he sees that, you know, I'm trying not to lose my temper, and he just starts messing. I've been pure annoying until I go mad, and then he's happy out then.
You don't want to go to know, Counselor. I'm saying it does you no good. It don't suit you.
Look, the approach that I feel might work
Look,
here is...
I'm not being funny, right? But this is none of your business. Do you get me?
It is her business. She's the counsellor. This is her posh office.
It's not our
exactly.
business. I'm saying, right? This is all driving you mental. Anger management. Pure dopey. It's not you, love. Face it. You'll be the one looking for a row when you come home. Not me. Not me, love. Is it true? You're not even your own self until you've lost your temper at least once and brought on something belonging to me. Is it true for me? And I say one thing, we need no counselling. And I tell you straight, look at me when I'm talking to you.
I am looking at you. Big ugly head in you.
Shut up for once and listen.
And Aliel looked to his queen and made his pledge of love, that he would be generous always to his wife, that he would show neither fear nor jealousy. He spoke too of how it was fitting for a husband and wife to be equal in spirit and strong-mindedness.
So like I'm saying, I hold nothing from you, and I'm not scared of you, and I'm not watching you the whole time in case you ride some other fella. And I tell you what else, you're the same with me. So we need no counselling. Bit of fighting once in a while. So what, like, you give as good as you get, don't say you don't.
Mr. King, I think you've got some very valuable points there, but...
I does ride you and buy your chips, and tell the truth, don't you like it? Everything I has, I give you.
Come here now, 1 minute. Who do you think you are at all? You give
no,
me nothing.
Tell the truth now. Who paid for the holiday in Spain? Tell the truth.
Okay, really, this isn't
yeah,
going to help.
Yeah, and who always pays for it then when we go to Amsterdam?
I own the house, don't I? And you're living in it, true?
Some house, yeah. I wouldn't
this
run a dog in it when I met you. You even said so yourself. It was too lightened with the dirt. You were staying in your maze.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. You had to wipe your feet leaving it. And who bought the leather sofa? And who bought the curtains? And who pays the cable? And who bought the widescreen tellies?
Can
and the carpets? And all the garden ornaments? And
the
cameras? Special cameras they got him so you can see the shades at the door? And who done all that? Dear no.
Yeah, I'm saying I started the business.
You didn't know? You were only selling hash. You were a friend of your life until you had my family behind you.
I'm
and
not
who
sure
got
we
you
need
in
to
the
air this.
My father? Dear no. You wouldn't have no business if it weren't for me.
All right,
I'm
that's
saying, right, yeah, I'm right. I'm saying your father got the guns. But who's using them? My brothers. There now. Your family never killed no one. It's supposed
okay.
to be hard.
Harder than you?
Hard of hearing, maybe, is all your father is.
My family don't need to kill no one, because my family don't have to. Everyone does what we say anyway, like, if they know what's good for them.
Well, anyway, who wants the other house? I do.
And who wants the flats in towns? Me.
And who wants the motorbikes? I want really? Them.
And who wants the caravan? Who?
And who paid for the kids' horses?
And who paid for their quad bikes?
Fair enough, I get it, like, you buy loads.
I do, yeah, so chalk it down. Everything you have, I have the same.
Oh, please,
so you can
be
go away
with that lamp.
Now, Mr. Big Man, I'm going looking after you. So
you're not, no.
Okay, that's enough. I'm terminating the session. I think that it's fair to say that this meeting isn't furthering the stated goals of either party. I'm prepared to meet either one of you individually, but firm protocols must be in place before we could attempt a meeting with both of you again. I must ask you both to leave. I'll be in touch.
And so it was that Maeve and Alil were the well-matched couple, equal in spirit and nobility, equal in gold and jewels and all manner of finery, equal in warriors and influence, having brought great strength to each other's households, equal in all things, so that none could be beholden to the other, until at last the great Alil was heard to say this.
What about the bull? Ah, you nothing like the bull. You've no 16 valve V8 engine and money can tow a Jeep, have you? Speakers and all. Pimp up my eye, wouldn't get looking, I'm telling you. That car's worth more than two houses. The only one in Ireland, and I have it, and you don't. So there now, I win.
It's not, no, there's another one in the Ulad estate, a brown one, the exact same.
Do you have it?
This
no,
the door,
but I'm saying. Please.
Hey, shut up, so. I've more than you, and that's all about it.
And so it became the torment of Queen Maeve that she would take possession of the brown bull of Ulster, or live in shame and beholden to her husband.
We will, yeah.
Yeah.
May, thank you.
Think
come
you're
on.
A big man.
Anger management, you're a joke.
You. Joke, am I?
You're the bad joke.
May,
can't
my spare
God. Wouldn't get looking.
Let
you're
all
a banger.
Oh, really, yeah. We can't take no
put
more.
A woman with a quest can become as terrible as a plague. Many men would die because of this bull and because of this woman. We can, if we choose, follow the story from whence it comes through the mists of time, from a violent place. The men who were sent to gather the story could find it only in parts, and so it took great wisdom and learning for to piece it together again.
So, that's the story of Maeve and the bull jeep. What do you think?
The counsellor. She makes a lovely juice.
I was referring to the tape.
Well, the tape explains why she wanted a jeep, but I'm sure we still don't have the full story.
Why didn't she just buy the jeep? I mean, she has the money.
Does she buy it somewhere or make the juice herself, do you think?
Where does Cookie Cullen come into all of this?
What? Oh yeah, we've yet to connect the car to the killings. We're on the right track, surely.
I sincerely hope so.
The story of the bull was to grow to be the story of war. A story is a path, and this path is dark and dank and treacherous with the blood of many. I will travel it if you will follow me.
Word FM would like to thank all involved in making this series. The drama was produced and recorded in the Word FM studios in conjunction with Impact Theatre and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.